Episode 2842, Chaos Meets Calm.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. All I can say, it's Friday. Yay! And I am so glad it's here. I don't know about you, but this week, I think it's worse than the week before and the week before and the week before that. Do you know how sometimes you just keep going through the year and it seems like all the darker clouds begin to hang over you towards the end? Well, yeah. Chaos meets calm. You want to go there? Let's do it. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by Roots and Halos Press. No one enjoys the crazed days with little to no organization and the hope of getting it all done. As parents, you must find a way so chaos meets calm. You know this. Days can be tough. The struggle is real. I mean, I'm in the mess. You don't even want to know the last 2.5 days of what I had to do to get some basic things set up. I'll tell you this, it dealt with customer service, and customer service, well, wasn't all quite there, and it always led to an excuse. Kind of reminds me of parenting. Parenting kind of always leads to an excuse. Not necessarily our excuses, but what our kids are throwing at us, right? We attempt as parents to do what's right, leading our family and doing it well. But the direction of what's to come isn't always clear. There are many fires to be put out, and some are left still burning. However, you don't have to settle for less, right? When there is so much confusion, there's so much chaos, you don't have to settle for that. What if you could do all that you could during a specific situation or circumstance? Would that relieve any unnecessary stress and bring a sense of calm to the chaos? I know it would for me. And let me tell you, it was a little hot and heavy. And I think on top of it, because it was a crazy day, a wonderful day, sort of, kind of. Some things were not so much with the customer service and me trying to work all of that out. It did get resolved, I'll just say that. But one thing that is frustrating is when you're trying to, you know, keep all the parts moving, that sometimes you just have to pull the trigger and stop the train. And you just have to say, this is it. Like, I cannot do any more. And so I know I need to stop. I need to smell the roses. Do what you know and leave what you don't. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Do what you know and leave what you don't. You get to decide, my friend, your presence every day. You get to decide to see and tell others how you want to show up, how you want to be treated. You can be wild and uncontrollable as a parent. Oh, yes, you can, but still get things done. Or you can be methodic and be specific about what you want to accomplish. You have a checklist. It's like, nope. If I got to go here and if I have to skip a section, oh, no, that is not a good idea. There's not one way to do everything, but for some reason in our individual brains, we set the expectation of ourselves that this is the only way you can do it. It's called habits. We as parents, we parent with habits. And I'm telling you right now, that is not a good situation to be in. Because all of a sudden, when something happens, it's different. How can you address it? You can't, because you're not used to change. You're like, wait, we said this. I never got to this. So what am I going to do here in the middle? Do what you know and leave what you don't. That's where life becomes fuzzy. There are a lot of gray areas. We think we know what we want to do, but we usually react. Notice I said react, not respond, in a manner that puts us on edge and really doesn't give us time for much thought. My grandbaby's here and has been for a few days. And let me tell you, it is so much fun. If you're not a grandparent, when you get there, it is the best. My mom told me that. My grandmother told me that. And my great grandmother told me that. And I was like, really? And I was one of those girls. Yes, I was. I wanted to be a mom. I wanted to be a mom. And I would have had 20 kids. And I did to a degree because of what I did within our churches, you know, when we moved and all of that. But actually having my own children, and I still would. Now, I'm in a different season, and I'm thinking half a century. Yeah, I don't want to go back there. But I'm loving looking through the eyes of my grandson. And I can't say that it's a refresher course to parenting as I'm the mama. But no, this thing grand, oh, it's much bigger. You want to do things even better because you already made all those mistakes. So I got to practice on 5 children, and now I get to do it right as a grandmama. I mean, that's the perfect fusion, right? Well, if only. I always make mistakes. But when I was talking to him yesterday, he was being a little bit rambunctious. And I wanted him to just focus. I don't even remember what we were doing. I think I was trying to either put his shoes on. Something was happening. And I said, made a comment in general. I don't want to count because they have a rule where they start counting. And if not, it moves into timeout. They have this whole structure and I abide by that. I have no problem helping to reinforce and being consistent. That's what I tell you to do. That's what I do with my own family. And so I went to start counting and I said, wait, I said, do you really want Grandma to count? And he looked at me. I said, because that means time out. And he looked at me. He goes, time out. And he shook his head, yes. And I said, you want to go into time out? And he shook his head, yes. I said, oh, I don't think so. And he looked at me and he's like, no. And he stopped everything. He was just challenging me. What is Grandma going to do? I know what Mom and Dad do. But I'm going to push this a little bit more. And I'm going to be kind of cute about it. If you always work out of habits when you parent, you lose, number one, those moments of presence. Because you're not present. If your habits are running your life, like we could spend a year on this. If your habits are running your life, you are not present. Now, there are some things I want my habits to run. I want my heart to beat. I don't have to sit here and say, beat, 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 beat. I don't want to have to go through that. I don't want to physically have to push my blood through my body, through all my veins and arteries. I don't want to have to work hard to tell every cell where to go, right? There is some makeup within our bodies that we just need to have happen. But part of the makeup in our body is our brain. And our brain helps to form what? Our habits. And habits make our brain work and be happy because it serves a portion of our brain that says, ha, I got this. It's called confidence. Are you a confident parent? Are you one who says, yep, I got this? Now, that doesn't mean you're going to make mistakes. Oh, wait, that doesn't mean you'll still make mistakes. It doesn't mean you're going to be mistake-free, right? You're going to have that chaos. You're not going to have a lot of calm. Yesterday, oh, it was a little bit crazy. And I am glad I actually had 2 other crews that were supposed to come in to start working on the craziness with our water leak a long while back. Uh-huh, yeah, you remember those stories. And with all of that, I was like, no, 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 no. I know my boundaries. I know when I cannot do anymore. And so I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to say no to that crew and yes to another crew. And I did. And by golly, it was the best quick decision I ever made. But I made it in confidence, not out of habit. I talked it out with my daughter. And my daughter was like, Mom, you know you. You know how you operate. If you have both crews there, you're going to drive yourself crazy. Talk about crazy days. Oh, I was going to be in it. And I was already having one of those days the day before as I was discussing that I was going to do this. What was I thinking? Do what you know and leave what you don't. Your presence is required for any engagement with your day. But if you're letting your habits rule your day, are you really present? That's one for you just to kind of chew on. It's kind of a bonus one. So be careful not to spread yourself too thin. Today, I get a colonoscopy. Do I really want it? No. Have I visited the potty way too many times? I know TMI. Yes, I have. And all I got to say, I still have to do it. I don't want to do it. I'm finishing up my drink this morning so I can go have it this afternoon. You got to know where you're coming from. You've got to know and understand that your presence is required if you're going to be an incredible parent. Less is more at times, and then you have more that's less at times. There's two sides to the coin. You get to be the judge of your everyday. Don't look side to side for comparisons. It's one thing to ask for assistance, but don't compare. There is a difference. Because when you compare, you're in reactive mode. When you ask, then you can respond easier. When you're searching out for things, a mentor, someone to clarify something, that's totally different than saying, oh, this is how she does it. Who does she think she is? Yeah, I know we've had those thoughts. We all have. Let's be honest, it's confession day. So you get to be the judge of your everyday. You get to decide how you're showing up, where your presence is. Are you going to choose to react versus respond? Are you going to let your habits be what is always happening? Or are you saying, no, no, no. I get some habits are good. I brush my teeth in the morning. I go to the bathroom. You know, things like that. I drink water. I mean, everything like boom. Those are great habits to have. But not so much when it comes to parenting. You got to be all in with your presence. So it was interesting. Last night, my son was working on some things, and he's got a really hectic schedule. This is our youngest. He's a senior in high school. We'll be graduating early in December. We are so excited for him. He's going to have, you know, he's got big dreams. It's fantabulous. But in looking at that, he had really kind of a crazy schedule, and will today. He's got tests, papers due. I mean, it's just every single course has something, and it's a block schedule. So it's longer time and not as many classes, but that longer time in class can be kind of a little overbearing and overwhelming at times. So I was working with him, and he had this paper, and he wanted me to go through it, read it, edit it, etc. And so, of course, I said yes. But you know what? I was in preparation for my colonoscopy. Do you know how many times I visited the bathroom? Okay, I don't know, but I lost count at like, you know, 10 fingers and 10 toes. I kept going and going. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And then he was frustrated with me. And at one point, I was like, okay, I'm turning everything off except me paying attention to my son and going to the bathroom. Nothing else matters. The football game, yep, the Buccaneers lost. The Ravens won. Seriously? Well, at least that's what I saw when I wasn't watching it anymore. So maybe it turned out differently, but that's what I saw at the end of it, close to the end. It was like 48 seconds, and then I turned it off. I was like, no, I've got to be present for my son. I've got to be all in because I myself get distracted. And when I get distracted, what do you think happens? Habits come in. And I react more than I respond. That is really selling myself short as a parent. And it's doing an injustice to my child. So where are you on the scale? Are you letting your habits parent more than your presence? That's a hard one. But I want you to think about that. And be honest. Don't judge yourself harshly. Just look at this through the facts. And say, you know what? I could improve here. Like I said, for me, I needed to. I needed to turn off the distractions with the exception of going to the bathroom and reading the paper and editing with him. Everything else could go away. And my grandson, he was already put in bed, so we did not have that distraction. It was just zone in. You can work in your zone of genius as a parent so long as you're present. It does take work. But I know you could do it. You're amazing. So don't throw in the towel when you get frustrated. Chaos will meet calm, I promise you. But it all comes from your presence. So guess what? Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.